You are listening to the voice of the frontline protector here at the Private Officer Beat Radio. Every week, you'll hear breaking news, topics of training, information for the industry of security, public safety, and law enforcement. So strap in, hang on, we're about to speed off in this episode of the Private Officer Beat Radio. On the Private Officer Beat Radio on this Monday morning, the 17th of January, 2022, four security officers murdered in the first 2 weeks of the new year. Nine security officers are dead, including one that died from injuries sustained in 2021. Across the country, violence continues against the private security officers. Recently, and I mean within the last 2 days, a security officer in Phoenix, Arizona, shot dead multiple times, multiple bullets, outside of an apartment where he was working. A security officer in Dallas, Texas, found half nude, kidnapped from a property just a corner or two away, a couple of streets away. A security officer intentionally ran down, killed all this year so far. Violence, violence, violence. We're going to tell you a whole lot more about these and other stories on this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio. But guess what? The weather is dominating the news across the country. Across the country right now, many areas reporting heavy snow, blizzard conditions even, while other areas have been covered in ice over the weekend, and still other areas have really seen heavy rains, winds of 45 to 60 miles an hour. So weather is predominantly the main topic in many parts of our country along the East Coast, the Gulf Coast, and places in between. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio, a production of Private Officer International and Blue Ram Media Group, and I'm your host, Rick McCann. Now, as we know, many times throughout the year, many of our security personnel are out there in the midst of some of the worst weather that you can imagine, and we often talk about how the weather definitely impacts the services provided by frontline personnel, emergency workers, our private security people, and really, we're out there. We're out there in the storm. We're out there in the wind, the ice, the rain, and not only that, tens of thousands of public safety personnel, private security, having to make their way to the job site first and foremost before even the job begins. So if you are in the midst of this storm, number one, of course, we want you to be as safe as possible. Drive with all due regard and care and make sure that you really slow down. Don't be in a rush and get to work safe and in one peace. If you are in a position to send us photos of yourself, your workplace, the environment, the storm around you, please do so. Send photos and videos to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Private Officer is out right now. We have members in the whole New England area and Mid-Atlantic area reporting. So we're going to be not only tracking this over the next few days, as we know, many areas are also out of power. They have no power because of down lines. We want you to be updated. Be sure to check our daily news blog at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. We'll also be posting on Twitter/privateofficer and on Facebook at facebook.com/privateofficerinternational. Send us your pictures and your videos to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We'll definitely give you credit for this information and the photos and so forth, and we'll be updating our followers and members across the country and around the world. Today we have a lot of breaking news besides the weather, but we're going to try to update you along the way in today's live broadcast. If we get additional information, we'll pass it along to you. But we have a lot of other things happening, and we want to tell you about a couple of heralds that saved hundreds, maybe thousands of lives just because they were alert, attentive, and they were trained, and they knew how to respond to this emergency. We're also going to tell you about several, I want to say, the most mind-blowing offers that we probably ever put forth here in Private Officer International's history. You're not going to want to miss how you can own a private security company today. And also, we have a lot of breaking news. Like I said, much more than just the weather. We have a lot of breaking news. And you can always send in news tips, information, photos, and videos to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. That's our news and helpdesk@privateofficer.com. And also remember, you can call it in. You can put it on our social media. You can send us a message on Facebook. There's so many ways to reach out and stay in touch with Private Officer International, as well as alert us to anything that's happening in your area. We've had a lot of things in 2021 happen. Not all good, but many are good. And we have carried that over into 2022. So today, we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about how you can get involved. We'll be talking about how you can be part of committees and also how to own a private security business. Be sure to sign up right now for breaking news by going to privateofficer.org. A box will drop down. You can fill out your name and your email and be one of the first to be notified anytime that there's hot breaking news, officers down, or occasional news and information about training. You can also join right now for $99 if you're not already a member, because you're going to get more than 45 member benefits, big discounts, free training, and really a whole lot of other benefits. $99 lifetime membership. Go to privateofficer.org. You are listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio. And remember, my friends, Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. We say it week after week, week in, week out, all the time. Because it's a fact. Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. Whether you are looking for quality stab-resistant vest, body armor, protective clothing, gloves, we have it. Call our friends over at Body Armor USA right now. Check them out online at bodyarmorusa.com. We're coming right back. You're listening to the Private Officer B Radio.
Things can happen in life that we have no control over.
You'll be fine.
I'm going to prescribe an opioid medication for pain.
Is that stuff okay?
Take the time to talk to your doctor about your pain medication.
Is that the same drug that's been in the news lately?
Be aware of the opioid crisis. Take control of your health.
Is there anything else I could take? And do I have to take so many?
Make your voice heard. For more information, visit beforeitstoolate.maryland.gov.
Think about everything that you save. You save gas, you save money, you save time. But have you ever thought about saving life? That's right, life. In just 1 hour, you could save up to 3 lives, giving 3 people more time with the ones they love. And isn't that the best thing to save? The need for blood is as universal as it is constant. Save life, give blood.
Some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, 1 in 6 children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to povertyusa.org today. Because 1 in 6 children in poverty is 1 too many. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Welcome back to this week's edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio. And I want to say, before we go any further in the program, thank you. Thank you very much to each and every one of you who have participated in the survey regarding how we can make our industry better and safer. We have had a lot of comments on our social media posts. We've had many of you email us direct. And, you know, I'm not surprised by some of the answers and some of the negativity, but overall, there were a lot of positive comments. And I'd like for each and every one of you, if you're listening today, to take just a few moments and send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com this week so that we can round out that survey and complete it so that we can really see the clear picture of what our frontline private officers are thinking, what it is they think needs to be done to make our industry better and safer. We know about the money aspect and we know about the benefit aspect, and that's an employer issue. That's not something that we can directly change. I am seeing in some cases where salaries and wages are coming up and even benefits being added. Right now, I tell employees and individuals that they have an opportune time to negotiate their position, to negotiate their wages, because more and more companies are understanding and realizing that they need the employee, or they're out of business. And now, like no other time before, employees have the upper hand and they have a bargaining position like they've never had in the past without a union representing them. So if you want to make a change, if you want to make a difference, let's start by working together. Send us your, you know, suggestions, send us what's good and what's bad and what you would change if you had that opportunity, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. I want to also remind you that if you want to really point out and recognize an employee of your company, a police officer in your town or a firefighter, or even yourself, it's very simple. Again, contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, or you can go to our website at privateofficer.org, and there is a form right there on the website. You can fill out and nominate anybody at any time for an award. We want to recognize people. We want people to get the recognition that they deserve. Go to our website, privateofficer.org, and sign up. Recognize them. Fill out that form. It's not that difficult. In fact, just in the last few weeks, we have given out several Purple Hearts, a Medal of Valor, 3 life-saving awards, and an Excellence in Action, and 2 Distinguished Service Medals. Fill out that form. Really, that's all that you have to do. Contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com if you need further assistance in doing that. Also remember that right now we're still looking for folks to be part of the virtual museum. That is not going away. We do need help. And this is a beautiful opportunity to use a few hours of your time every month to help us curate material for the online museum. That's going to happen, folks, with or without you. I think one of the biggest disappointments for me, having started this organization for the benefit of the frontline security officer, that so many security officers have taken and used our resources, our material. They read our news. They listen to our programs. They take our free offers of training and other things happening, but they don't give back. Either they don't become members, they don't make donations, they don't participate as a volunteer, and yet they want to consume everything we have available, but they don't want to give of themselves or their finances. We're not talking about thousands and millions. We're talking about a couple of dollars here and a couple of dollars there to help us to continue providing all of the services and benefits. Or if you don't have money, how about a little bit of time? We have committees. We have charities. We have this virtual museum. Contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com right now because you need to get involved. If we all put forth a little bit of effort, we can make big positive change. How about doing it right now? This past week, actually, coming out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, this is one of those examples of a professional security team, a security team that was trained, a security team that did the right thing that saved lives. Tulsa, Oklahoma, at the Hard Rock Casino Cafe Resort Hotel, big complex, they prevented a bomb from exploding, injuring, and probably killing dozens of people. According to Tulsa ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, a security team noticed a man putting several casino under the casino stairs, several luggage or bags under some stairs, and went to investigate as the man quickly walked away. They saw the unattended bags. They did move it, and I think that was probably one of those things that I kind of questioned if that aspect was the right thing to do, but evidently it worked out. They moved it to a safe place, and when they opened it, they found an explosive device. They quickly notified police, EMS, and emergency services, evacuated the hotel. ATF responded. Not only did they follow procedure, but they also assisted in the capture of the suspect by quickly going to the surveillance video and finding him, and they identified Zachary Smith. Along with local law enforcement, the ATF, federal authorities, police were quickly able to track him down. And they arrested him at a convenience store down the street from the Hard Rock Cafe. And the ATF officer in charge, agent in charge, told the press during a press release that had casino security not followed protocol, had not been alert, attentive, had not responded, had not been curious, had not done all the right things in the right order, we could quickly have had a major disaster on our hands. Injuries and deaths, but they did. They did the right thing. There was also a second explosive device that was found earlier in the week at a Walgreens, and authorities don't know if the same person was involved, but they are investigating. Authorities say that this Smith man has been charged with felonies and is currently in jail without bond. He's also going to be charged federally for possession of an explosive device. But I want to stick on the sticking point. Security personnel are the frontline responders. They are the first responders. They are the people that keep property and people safe. And their jobs are important. They took to their training. They knew what their training was. They knew what their protocols were. And they did the right thing, saving dozens and hundreds and thousands. And who knows what would have happened if they had not done that. These folks will be awarded by Private Officer International. But more than that, we want to talk to them. And we want to figure out really more about their training and hear from the folks involved how they felt and why they did what they did, how did they do it, what drove them to making certain decisions. We want to do an after report, and we're going to bring it to you, and hopefully it'll all be done in video, and we'll be able to show it to you. This is just another example of security personnel doing the job regardless of pay, regardless of reward, regardless of anything. They took a job. They knew the seriousness of it. They said that they would protect, and they did. We have other folks across the country who do this every single day. Very few get paid well, and very few receive any accolades. That's why we're here. We're here to give them those accolades. What we can't give financially, we can give in other ways. A security officer in Beaumont, Texas, this past week was kidnapped, carjacked, held at gunpoint, robbed while sitting in her vehicle on duty at Fox 4 KFDM Studios in Beaumont, Texas, 1 a.m. Wednesday. All of a sudden, the armed attacker appeared and forced her at gunpoint to her head out of her vehicle. Carjacked the security officer. I don't know if she was armed or not, but that really doesn't matter when you have a gun to your head. All of these folks who think they could have done something different, you don't know what you could have done. You weren't there. But the suspect fled in the security officer's vehicle. Police in Beaumont was called to a nearby Red Roof in and spotted the same vehicle. That vehicle took off. Police later located it at another hotel, the Howard Johnson Motel, and was able to apprehend and arrest Marshall Thomas Miller, 37. He's been charged with aggravated robbery, resisting arrest. I'm not sure why federal carjacking charges haven't been levied against this Miller guy, but I'm hoping that they will be, because that's what the appropriate charge is. He carjacked the officer, and that's a federal offense, which means much more severe time than on state charges. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio. Remember, if you are in the Charlotte metropolitan area, Rock Hill, across the line in South Carolina, be sure to call our friend John at Premier Training Academy. Premier Training Academy in Charlotte, North Carolina. We offer security officer training. We offer first aid and CPR. We offer the South Carolina sled training. We offer firearms training, self-defense, all the courses that you're going to need if you're going to be a security officer, or maybe you just want some training on how to stay safe. Premier Training Academy, 5624 Executive Center Drive in Charlotte, North Carolina. You want to give them a call? You can call them Monday through Friday. Tell them your friends at Private Officer International sent you. 704-806-4933. Area code 704-806-4933. We're coming right back, but you are listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio.
More than 114,000 people are waiting on an organ transplant at any given time in the U.S., and at least 80% of those are waiting for a kidney.
For kidneys, it largely defaults to waiting time, but for livers, hearts, and lungs, it's largely based on the degree of illness and how sick someone is, and that defines their priority on the waiting list.
Dr. Charles Rosen, director of the Transplant Center at Mayo Clinic, says living donors can help save people waiting for a kidney or a liver, but those waiting for other organs, unfortunately, have to wait for a deceased donor. Dr. Rosen says if you're interested in saving another person's life with your organs after you die, it's important to sign up as a donor now while you're still alive to save your family from having to make a difficult decision at a difficult time.
We've heard from donor families or potential donor families that decided not to donate because it was such a stressful time in their lives that then 3-6 months later they felt some remorse for not doing that.
For the Mayo Clinic News Network, I'm Ian Ross.
Each day, those that protect and service in law enforcement put their lives on the line. These law enforcement officers often work long and irregular hours in tough and dangerous conditions, run a high risk of being attacked, wounded, or even killed by the very criminals that prey on us. Every year, hundreds of law enforcement officers are killed or seriously injured in the line of duty. Blue Alert is a system that provides the means to speed the apprehension of violent criminals who kill or seriously injure local, state, or federal law enforcement officers. Find out how you can truly help those who help. That's BlueAlert.us.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, Doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, Doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this state.
Welcome back for this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio, the 17th day of January 2022. That means we're halfway through the first month of the new year. Has that been a good thing or not? I don't know. We have a lot of great things that are happening here, at least at Private Officer International, and we do have quite a bit of great news. And some of that great news I want to tell you about right now is that recently, within the last week or so, I believe we told you about the Montgomery, Alabama active shooter situation. This occurred at a bowling alley where adults and teenagers alike were enjoying a night out, and they were just minding their own business when all of a sudden two people appears to have gotten into some type of altercation, disagreement, argument, whatever it was, and one person took out a gun and began shooting. Several people injured. It was really a horrific scene. Now that we're hearing more and more about it, this was just one of those situations where you don't expect anything like this to happen. You're not even thinking about the possibility, but it does happen. And this argument, this little conflict between a couple of people got way out of hand. One person died. Six others were seriously injured. There was chaos and mayhem everywhere. But inside that building, there was an off-duty police officer from the city of Montgomery working security and a private security officer. And together, along with, believe it or not, some customers, some participants of that bowling alley, they band together to quickly begin to help people to escape through the fire exit door, to begin first aid on those laying there with bullets in them. And quickly, the community came together, lickety-split, just like that, to ID the shooter. You don't get that cooperation all the time. The Montgomery Police Department and the Montgomery County Police and the Sheriff's Department and law enforcement in that area over a number of years have cultivated the public and the police united trust to the point where in this particular incident, shooting, they all came together. Now, the shooter was able to escape while police, EMS, and fire service responded to this mass casualty situation, but he didn't escape for long, and he's in custody. I tell you this because we at Private Officer International has reached out to the police chief there in Montgomery. You know, to be honest with you, the shooting and the events of that tragic night was just one of several that happened across the country in the same night and almost the same time frame. And so I it's not that I didn't think about it or I didn't see the headlines, because I did, but it really wasn't priority, I guess. And I stopped to think about it, and I said, you know what? There was a security officer there. There was a police officer there. The community was there. And together, they probably saved more lives. They definitely assisted with the lives of others. And we need to do something. So I reached out, and I talked to the city of Montgomery's police chief. And I reached out to a community advocacy group, and we're going to go ahead and present a Medal to both the police officer and the security officer involved, a Medal of Valor, and we've also had the police chief reach out to several local citizens who helped that she believes needs to be recognized as well. And we're going to be holding a award ceremony there in the city of Montgomery, Alabama, within the next week or two. We're here to honor and to recognize and to do good work. And that's any place across the country in Canada and even around the world. We'll make it happen. But that's not the only group or event that we're recognizing, because around the same time frame in Henrico County, Virginia, which is the city of Richmond, the capital of the state, Renee Thompson Truhart, a real estate agent, was driving late at night. I say late. It was around 7:30 or so, 7 o'clock, and it was dark. And she came upon a young toddler wandering in the middle of a dark road. And had she not been paying attention, she would have definitely struck the child. But she didn't. And she was able to quickly stop. And she talked to that little child. And she took him to the side of the road and eventually inside of her vehicle, because it was a cold, cold night. She prevented other folks from hitting the child. She called 911 and the Henrico County Police came. They began talking with the child, and this real estate agent, Renee Thompson Truhart, was able to communicate and get through with that child and eventually assisted police in locating the child's home. Now, the parents, they weren't negligent. It would seem like they were, but the truth is this little child had put on his coat and went out a side door, and he had already pre-thought about going for a walk. And although his parents and family were home, he got out of the door quickly, as young children will often do, and teenagers too, by the way. But he wandered out without them knowing. And luckily, Renee Thompson Truhart was there to the rescue. And so we're going to be honoring her in the next week or two as well in Richmond, Virginia, for being a good citizen and stopping and taking the time out of her busy schedule to attend to this child who was in need. It's things like this that brings hope to the world that we live in. When there's so much disaster and chaos and hate, things like this show people do still care. The folks at the bowling alley, they were remarkable from my understanding. They just jumped in and did whatever they could to help save those who were injured and help the police to catch the guy who did it. And this real estate agent, she could have went on down the road about her business. She had things to do, places to go, family to get to, but she took time out of her schedule. She saw the greater need, and she put herself out there, and that's the kind of people that we truly, truly need in this world. We have a lot of other breaking news, so hang on, folks. We got some other things that we want to tell you about.
It's a very simple thing. It only takes 2 seconds. We all know we should do it. We all say we do it, but do we? About 35,000 people were killed in motor vehicle accidents last year. More than half were not wearing a seatbelt. A brother, a father, a mother, a best friend. Is it worth it? I lost a sister. Don't let it happen to you and your family. Tell the people you love to buckle up.
I don't want to go blind from diabetes.
I don't want to lose a foot or a leg.
I don't want to have kidney failure, so I'm taking control.
I'm controlling my diabetes.
It's making a huge difference.
I'm eating healthy and staying physically active.
I'm taking my medicine.
If I can do it, anyone can.
Control your diabetes for life. Call 1-800-4255. 1-438-5383.
Right now, we are so happy to report that Armored College Citizens Police Academy Session 2 has over 4 dozen cadets enrolled in this session's program. Now, last year, we graduated even more during Session 1. 15 weeks, they're participating in a virtual police academy, Citizens Police Academy, sponsored by Armor College and Private Officer International. And during these 15 weeks of free training, they're learning all about police recruitment, police officer training, some of the laws that they have to deal with, the responses, the calls for service, and a whole lot more. Very eye-opening. Those who took the session one last year were thoroughly excited, engaged, happy, appreciative, and that's why we decided to hold session two. Now, we will have a session three coming up in the late summer. Be sure to sign up for it. It's absolutely free, extremely informative, right on point, as several students told us. You're not going to want to miss it. Also, right now happening is Session 4 of the Command Staff College. Session 4 is now underway. We have some very high executives from several major companies, surprisingly even to us, who have enrolled. We have a chief of police from a town in Wisconsin. We have a chief of police from a community college in the Command Staff College. Remember, if you are a sergeant, a supervisor, a command staff officer, law enforcement, or private security, or somewhere in between, public safety, campus officer, you can go and enroll at armourcollege.org, A-R-M-O-U-R college.org. It is the only known private Command Staff College in the U.S. There's a lot of Command Staff College for the FBI, for the military, but we don't know of any for executive officers of both public and private agencies. So check it out over at armourcollege.org right now to see what it's all about. Before we switch back over to the news desk, I do want to remind you that if you are looking for an inexpensive way to market your services, your product, and your company, contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com, because we have an all-in-one inclusive marketing program that's really inexpensive. We will market your service, your product, your company on all of our platforms and social media. You'll get a radio spot ad. You'll be in our brand new Frontline Protectors Network and TV docu-series. We'll also include you on all of those new platforms, all for one price. Contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. And trust me, you're not going to find any other better way of marketing. Nowheres. I promise. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Very sad story coming out of Harris County, Texas. A Cracker Barrel manager for more than 34 years was shot and killed over the weekend during a robbery. Police say that Robin Balcom was just arriving for work when two men got out of a car with guns, and she tried to hold them off, tried to stand behind a door so she couldn't get in where the other employees were, and unfortunately, she was killed. And just very tragic indeed. A 13-year-old is dead from fentanyl overdose at a Hartford, Connecticut school. WFSB in Hartford, Connecticut reports that the 13-year-old was a student at the Sports and Medical Sciences Academy, a magnet school of over 600 students. Police and EMS responded after two other students in seventh grade became dizzy and reported an illness. Ambulances and even drug-sniffing dogs were brought in where they located additional bags of fentanyl. Police are investigating how that drug got on campus, but it is a sad day when parents cannot send their school-aged children to school without all of these worries of mass shootings and fights and drug overdoses. And I have to tell you, in this situation, I don't want to put the blame on anyone, but the school obviously allowed all of those drugs into the school system. I'm telling you, I believe that we need to have a checkpoint at the entrance to every school. I don't care if it takes an hour a day. We got to find those guns. We've got to take those weapons away. We've got to take the drugs away. And we have to prevent strangers and non-students and staff from entering our campuses. There's no two ways about this, and there should be no room for argument. Six people are shot, one critically, outside of an Oregon concert. Police say officers were already in the area, security on site in Eugene during a WOW concert at the WOW event. I don't know what that is. According to the news conference, fights broke out. The concert featured Little Bean and Zay Bang and other artists. Again, no clue. But security and police on scene. They just didn't have enough security. Five other people were shot and one killed at a Brunswick, Georgia club over the weekend. Security and off-duty police were also on scene there in the parking lot. They responded. Authorities say that an argument occurred inside. A Detroit security officer at another nightclub called the Prime and Popper, or Proper, in Detroit, was stabbed multiple times during a conflict, some type of disagreement with club goers. A man inside the club then shot and killed the suspect. The security officer is in very serious but stable condition, according to authorities. Listen to this. A mother arrested at the Universal Orlando Resort after she, four children, and two other adults were able to sneak through the turnstile at Universal Orlando Resort and get in through the park. Now, security had them on video, contacted their on-site police officers, deputy sheriffs with the Orange County Sheriff's Department. They located and investigated and arrested Mary Anderson, and she's charged with felony counts, because of the value of the tickets. She was released on a $1,000 bond the same day, charged with felony counts of grand theft. And authorities say this isn't the first time. It has happened a number of times in recent years where people forced their way through the turnstile. At one point, a employee of the park stopped the people, and they had a conversation and then went on their merry way. But security and their surveillance couldn't get past them. A security officer in Montgomery County, Texas, is in custody today, not charged, but being questioned after he shot and killed a man. It seemed like there was some type, he said, theft, and that the security officer was investigating that theft, and he felt that his life was in danger after the argument got heated, and he had to use deadly force to defend himself. Now, another news media article earlier this morning said that the person was sitting in a vehicle and posed no threat to the security officer. We've got a email sent in to law enforcement in Montgomery County at the Sheriff's Department, and I hope that they get back to us and give us a little bit more update. In Ashburn, Virginia, a security officer is credited with stopping a man from escaping after he allegedly sexually assaulted a woman at a nightclub. The security officer detained Amen Truesbay, 36, and had him in custody. By the time the police arrived, he's been charged with sexual battery. Another security officer on duty in Farmington, North New Mexico, recognized a man who he knew was wanted by police on felony charges. He was able to keep that person under observation, and police got him in custody. Coming out of North Carolina, Durham, North Carolina, at the Duke University Medical Center, police shot and killed a man who was in custody, a prisoner of the Durham Police Department. Some type of confrontation occurred in the ER. The man was able to get a hold of the Durham police officer's gun. Duke University police were notified and responded and opened fire and killed the man inside the emergency room. The mayor of New York, the new mayor, who had hired his brother to be a big high-up deputy commissioner, now wants to hire his brother to be in charge of his security team. He also wants to put in armed security, civilian security, at the city hall and take out all of the police officers and put them back on the street because, he says, that's where they're needed the most. In Passaic, New Jersey, a security officer on duty at a chemical plant escaped narrowly with his life after a large explosion and a major fire. Police say that the security officer was on duty, began hearing some explosions. He saw flames and was able to get out of part of the building before it collapsed. Fire all around. It took the fire department almost 2 days. There was heavy chlorine. It was a chlorine plant, heavy chlorine smell in the air for a number of days. Maryland prosecutor Marilyn Mosby, a high-profile district attorney, has been charged for falsifying loan applications to get two very expensive vacation homes in Florida. Marilyn Mosby has come to the forefront a number of times in the way she's prosecuted law enforcement and also has been questioned on some of her options to not charge others for crimes committed within the city of Baltimore. She has been relieved of her duties. These are serious federal crimes that she's been charged with, so we'll see what happens. Also coming out of San Jose, California, we've been telling you for the last year or so about this situation. A retired San Jose police officer, now convicted in a multi-million dollar fraud involving his private security business. Police and the DA there say 48-year-old Robert Foster put no contest to $1.13 million in insurance fraud, $18 million in money laundering, along with tax evasion and work exploration. According to prosecutors, Morgan Hill resident ran Atlas Private Security, which is now called Genesis Private Security, along with his wife, 46-year-old Michaela Foster, who has also been found guilty. According to this press release, his wife is going to serve 1 year in county jail and 5 years of probation. The husband, the main character in this investigation, has been sentenced to 3 years in county jail and 2 years of mandatory supervision. But here's what's really surprising. This is federal and state charges. Why is he serving his time? Why are they both serving their time in the county jail? It makes no sense to me. They should be in state or federal prison. Remember, go to our news blog at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com 24 hours a day to see what's cooking in the news. We always, always have plenty of news. When we come back, we're going to tell you about how you could possibly be the owner soon of a security company and how you have an opportunity in a lifetime to really make a big, huge difference and impact in your life and in your family's life. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio. We'll be right back.
If you're not already receiving breaking news and our bi-weekly newsletter, Officer Don reports, and discount training news in your personal or business email, then go to our website right now at privateofficer.org. privateofficer.org. A Dropbox will come down. Just fill out your info and you'll be the first, one of the first for sure, to know about what's happening in the security industry. You'll know when a security officer is killed. You'll also get these great discounts on training and equipment and so much more. privateofficer.org. And if you're not already a member of the Private Officer International Association, sign up while you're there today. Become a lifetime member for just $99. And we'll also include a free Private Officer International patch and lapel pin.
It's a Monday morning, and right here at the POI studios and office, corporate office, we are juggling things around because we have snow. We've had ice here in the Charlotte metropolitan area. We have bad weather in several areas where we have schools, and I have actually two cell phones in my hands right now as we close out this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio. I've got my 2A radios here to the left side of me, and we're monitoring some other situations that are happening. So we're very, very, very busy. But before I end this program, I want to tell you about a very exciting opportunity for anyone and everyone who wants to take advantage of what we're about to offer. We're going to be running a contest starting next week. We'll be sending out a broad email and a news alert press release, but you're going to be the first to know about what's happening. This contest will, at the end of it, give two different individuals an opportunity to not only be mentored into how to start a security company, a successful business, but also we're going to put some initial seed money up front and get you going. Don't miss out on this opportunity. If you're not already signed up to our news alerts, go to privateofficer.org today and sign up. A little box will drop down, put your name and email, and that's how we communicate with the broad masses around the world, literally. We'll also be telling you more about this on a very special edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio next week on Monday. The contest will begin next week. Two people will be winners. And it's up for grabs, to be honest with you. It could be anybody. We will mentor you. We will teach you the ins and outs. We will put out some seed money, and we will help you to really get into a business that will make your life better, your family's life better, and hopefully put you on the track to success. I'm telling you, this is an opportunity like none other. We have helped several individuals during the past 15 years start businesses. We have helped people to get into the armor school system. We have mentored a number of our POI members, but we're going to leave this open to anyone. You don't have to be a private officer, international member to participate in this contest. And, take this serious. If you really want to own a business, if you really want to own a private security business, this is the opportunity of a lifetime. I hope that you all listened to yesterday's edition of the LP Zone, the Loss Prevention Zone, where we talked about embedded within dishonest employees, how they really just tear apart a company, not only stealing cash, but merchandise, allowing family, friends, and their organization to really come in and destroy sometimes a company. And if you did miss it, go back and listen to it. It's on demand right now, iHeartRadio. You can get to it at our own privateofficer.org website. You can listen to it on Apple Tunes, iTunes, Apple Radio, Amazon Radio, iHeartRadio Network, and any place where you get your music, your podcast, or other downloads. Remember, folks, if you're not already signed up to the Private Officer News Alerts, go to privateofficer.org because some very important information is going to be released later this week. And the contest begins next Monday. Until then, y'all be blessed. Be safe. Definitely, if you're in this weather, be safe. And we'll see you back here on the radio.